Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But let's get back to the calls. Gregario in Soho, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Chris, what's going on? Thank you for taking the call.
You got it, man.
Last time I called, we went a little viral with my Juan Soto should get traded from the Yankees to the Blue Jays.
Okay, I remember the call. That's true. Where do you got him going to now? Back to the Yankees, or
I want him back to the Yankees.
I can't stand
him on the Mets. Yeah. Anyways, I was going to make it a short, sweet call. I was just going to say Knicks in six. I don't know why everybody's calling. Seems very upset. Everybody's getting a little worried, but there's nothing to be worried about here. I think Knicks in six.
I hear you. And so, yeah, are you being serious right now? Or you're a Met fan and you're fed up. You're already fed up with him. You're done with him.
I'm done with him. There's no effort. He's not slapping anybody five. He doesn't have a handshake with Lindor. I already traded him in my MLB The Show season. It's been great. I'm on a 10-game winning streak. I got Jason Dominguez. What a stud!
Oh, they actually gave you Dominguez for Soto? That's crazy.
Yeah, I had to juice some stuff up and take the trade settings off, but I did get Jason Dominguez. I'm on a 10-game winning streak. Thank God.
Oh, that's funny. Look, and we could talk about Juan Soto if you guys want to talk about Soto at 888-808-1019. I talked about it the other morning. I did 5 hours. I guess it was Wednesday morning. And I did not anticipate doing 5 hours on Juan Soto. It was the opening of the show. I was going to talk Juan Soto. We were going to pivot to the Knicks. I guess it was Tuesday morning because I would have done Knicks on Wednesday morning. But I was going to touch on it. We were going to do it for like an hour, and I was going to move on. And just every time I looked over at the call screen, Soto. So whenever you get mad, I want you to know this. Whenever you read a story from a WFAN host on the WFAN Twitter or Instagram, and it's about Soto, you're listening to callers talk about Soto, you call Keith, you call me, you Yankee fans, you can't shut up about Juan Soto, what the hell's wrong with you? Just know, it's you. It's you. You want to talk about Juan Soto. Don't blame me. You want to talk about Juan Soto. As I'm saying Juan Soto now, I can hear the phones being picked up by people. Right across the tri-state area, wanted to talk about Juan Soto. Don't blame me. Don't blame Keith. Don't blame Sal. Don't blame Marash. Don't blame, Positive Tommy or anybody else. You want to talk about Juan Soto. You do. And that's why we do it. 888-808-1019. And I didn't really get a chance to talk about Juan Soto the other day when he had his miserable at-bats against Boston. And specifically against Crochet, because, I mean, they were just an awful. I know the jokes are out there that nobody was happier that the Knicks blew that lead than Juan Soto, because those at-bats would have been a major talking point. And, yeah, and this is why I say it. Like, I know I heard a couple of calls calling in Keith. Honestly, Met fans, I don't like to play this game of going at each other. Occasionally I will. We have some fun. And I'll go at you on Twitter sometimes, and we can have some fun with it. But, like, any Met fan who wants to try and turn this into some sort of narrative that the Yankee fan is somehow manifesting out of thin air, Like, get your head out of you know where. You know it. That caller just said it as a Met fan. Met fans know it deep down. Something's up. No one is saying, or at least I'm not saying, I know Michael Kay is saying, but outside of Michael Kay, no one is really saying he's desperate to be a Yankee. He's miserable because it's the Mets. I don't know what's up with him, but you can't deny. No one, the idea that he's not the same player or that he looks sad is some sort of media-based witch hunt, which is now a word I'm hearing thrown around. And it's a Yankee fan witch hunt to try and, you know, out there to get Juan Soto. We all see it. We all see it. You see it. You know it. Don't blame anybody else. I'm not saying he's sad because he's not a Yankee. And I'm not even saying he's acting this way because he's miserable being a Met. But something is up. He looks awful. And I know, listen, you could base it on just bad at bat, too. Like, he takes three straight pitches. People make a big deal of it. I heard Marash today in the afternoon try to say because he's not trying or he was making a point to Mendoza, who moved him down to third in the lineup. Crochet is a great pitcher. He's struggling. He's probably guessing. And he figured 0-2, he wasn't going to see a strike. That's probably it. I don't think it's that he's not trying or that he's not motivated, doesn't care. But something is up with Juan Soto. I have no idea what it is. But if you're being honest with yourself, as a Met fan, don't blame anybody else. Don't say it's a made-up narrative. Don't blame Yankee fans or the media or anybody else and call it a witch hunt. You see it. You know it. Something's up with the dude. I don't know what it is. But he is not the same player.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.